السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Honorable ulama kiram, huffaz, elders, beloved students and esteemed guests, all praise is solely for Allah. We praise Him only, beseech His help only, and implore His forgiveness only. And we send abundant durood and salam to our noble master and leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our honorable muhtameem, Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, damat barakatuhum, has requested me to render some advices to the qualifying huffaz and his students in general. Firstly, I address myself and thereafter my beloved audience. We've gathered here for a very mubarak occasion, and that is of the Hifzul Quran. There are many occasions of happiness for a believer. However, dini accomplishments are the real moments of joy for us. We are extremely fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the noble Quran. What a unique, unparalleled, and priceless bounty this is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly there is always a thing in which people take pride, and that pride which is glory and pride for my ummah is the noble Quran. The Quran Majid that we have been blessed with is exceptional in every aspect. I will mention just a few unique aspects of the Quran Majid. The Quran Majid came down via Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam was the best of all the angels. The Quran Majid came down in the month of Ramadan. And Ramadan is one of the best months of the Islamic year. The Quran Majid came down in Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is one of the best nights of the year. The Quran Majid came down to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of Ummah. The Quran Majid was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all the Anbiya. Further, in the Ummah, those hearts that will memorize the Quran Sharif and those ustad that will teach the Quran Sharif will be from the best of the Ummah. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. From here we can also gauge the status and reward of the ustad, and for every letter that the student and the ustad will recite, the ustad will also be rewarded. The Quran Majid is such a great favor upon us. However, we will have to reflect how much of the Quran is in our lives. Very, very important. The Quran Majid must govern our lives. We have to mold our lives according to the Quran Sharif. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maksud nahi, balki apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maksud hai. That is, the object is not to finish the Quran Sharif, But the object is to finish our lives in the Quran Sharif. That is learning, reciting, practicing, teaching, and conveying the message of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is so powerful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Had we sent down this Quran upon a mountain, you would have certainly seen it submit and shatter out of the fear of Allah. Allah places the very Quran in our tiny hearts. Alhamdulillah. What a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us. Likewise, the virtues of learning the Quran are also very great. The reward of learning one ayat is so great that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Zar, O Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, if you go in the morning and learn one ayat from the book of Allah, it will be better for you than offering 100 rakats of nafil namaz. And if you learn one chapter of knowledge, which you may or may not practice upon, it will be better for you than offering 1,000 rakats of salah. We are indeed very, very, very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala through His fazl and karam has chosen us to protect and safeguard His kalam, that is His speech, the Quran Majeed. Remember that those who memorize, protect, and practice upon the pure kalam of Allah are the special selected servants of Allah, which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has alluded to in the hadith. The entire world, together with all its wealth and riches, cannot match a single verse of the glorious Quran, let alone the entire Quran. My beloved Huffaz, how fortunate and privileged you are that Allah Ta'ala has crowned you with the honorary title of Hafiz, which is among the distinguished attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my beloved Huffaz, value and honor this title and fulfill every right and responsibility that is attached to it. Remember that the memorization of the noble Quran is only possible with the help and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, it is only special ihsan and favor that it has selected you from among the millions of Muslims to preserve His kalam. Regard it as an honor. Never ever disregard this great bounty that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you. Cherish this favor and always remain grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But never ever become proud and haughty of this achievement, because this priceless gift is and treasure was bestowed to you by Allah and was not achieved through your intelligence. There's a few aspects, O Hafiz, that should be mindful of. Always be thankful to Allah and express your gratitude for this bounty. Try and perform 2 rakats of salat as often as possible to express your gratitude. Refrain from all minor and major sins. Remember that every act of sin darkens the heart and removes the nur and effulgence. However, if you do commit a sin, then immediately turn to Allah in sincere repentance and don't despair of His mercy. Be mindful of your duties to Allah Ta'ala at all times, not some of the times. Your conduct and actions should at all times be in strict conformity with the Sharia. Whenever you do anything, question yourself, will Allah be pleased with this action of mine? If your answer is yes, then perform the action with sincerity. And if your answer is no, then stay far, far away from that particular action. A true hafiz will always stay away from evil habits like lying, cheating, smoking, gambling, drugs, vulgar and obscene language, womanizing, watching movies, etc. Because this does not befit the noble status according to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the loftiness and the radiance of the Quran shine in all your actions. It is of great importance to choose your friends correctly. Attain yourself to the masjid, attach yourself to the masjid, keep the company of the pious and avoid bad company. Remember that a friend in deen, D-E-E-N, a friend in deen is a friend indeed. Don't allow peer pressure to influence your thoughts and actions. Close and contact with all your asatiza is of paramount importance. Inshallah, this will assist to keep you in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The respect of your ustad, parents, elders can never ever be overemphasized. A student who has no respect for his ustad and parents will never be successful. Always be obedient to them, serve them well, and take their duas. Always beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance of all your deeds. After every good deed, recite Rabbana taqabbal minna. Ibrahim alayhi salam also, when he completed the Kaaba, he read Rabbana taqabbal minna. We should make abundant tawbah daily for our shortcomings and transgressions. For those that are becoming hafiz, a hafiz student must dedicate and commit himself to the Quran. He must show utmost respect to the asatizahs at all times, in the classroom as well as outside. Disrespect to the ustad will ultimately lead to failure in achieving your goal. Remember that the ustad always deserves the best from his students. At times, it may seem difficult when the ustad is very, very strict. But you will only appreciate this later on in life. Love, respect, and honor your Quran. Ensure that it is covered, kept in the juzdan. Always carry your Quran Sharif in your right hand, close to your heart. If you respect your Quran, Allah Ta'ala will honor you. Punctuality of reading and learning times are utmost important, especially at home, more so when you are on holiday. Strict reading times must be adhered to. We have noticed disregard and negligence in this respect. And ultimately, it is detrimental to the progress of any HIF student. Especially when you're learning your sabak, for those that are becoming hafiz, ensure that you learn it slowly, correctly, with tajweed, and repeat it as many times as possible. In this way, you will maximize its long-term preservation in your heart and mind, inshallah. This will yield great benefit for the future. Learning your sabak para and door revision meticulously while becoming a hafiz, and you will be ever so grateful later on in life for the concerted effort you have made. Just reading on your own is not sufficient. Try and get someone to listen to you, as this will assist in avoiding errors which may later become very, very difficult to correct. Your ustad can only teach and guide you and motivate you. He cannot learn for you, nor can he make you learn. Respect everything associated to your Quran and Kareem. Do not scribble in your Quran or on your desk, on the walls, etc. We have seen them. So does this write anything on the walls of the madrasa, on the Quran Sharif? Do not sit in a disrespectful manner, especially in the presence of your ustad. stretching your legs towards your start or leaning against the wall. Do not play games in your classroom, nor play with your cell phones quietly in the presence of your ustad. And we've seen this. Students not making a single mistake. What's wrong? He's shaking and reading, and he's got a cell phone here on the side, he's reading. And the poor ustad is concentrating on the other side. Remember your fellow classmates. Do not bully or victimize them in any way, especially the younger ones than you. This aspect has become too common nowadays. We've seen it in schools also. In the madrasas also we are seeing it. Respect those workers who clean your classroom in madrasa, even if they are non-Muslims. Always make dua, as this is the essence of all your ibadah. Never undermine the virtue of dua. Any effort or task without the essence of dua is almost certainly doomed to failure. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to practice on these guidelines. Amen. Remember that the more appreciation and gratitude you express for the bounties conferred upon you by Allah, the more He will increase it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate this priceless treasure which has blessed us with and honored us with. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen and increase our love and attachment with the Quran. And may He grant us the ability to dedicate every moment of our recitation with sincerity and steadfastness. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to fulfill all the rites of the Quran and forgive us all. Now for the parents, there are many, many glad tidings. We've heard in another year what are the glad tidings for the parents. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the parents will be robed with gardens that will be more valuable than the world. The parents will inquire the reason for such an honor. It will be told to them that it is on account of your child memorizing the noble Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads the Quran and acts upon what is contained in it, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the day of judgment, the brilliance of which will excel that of the sun, if the sun was within your worldly homes. So what do you think about the person who himself is a Hafizul Quran? The reward for the Hafiz, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads the Quran and learns it by heart and regards what it makes lawful as lawful and is unlawful as unlawful will be admitted into Jannah by the Almighty Allah, will also accept his intercession in respect of 10 such persons of his family who shall have been doomed to the fire of Jannah. We had that in the beautiful Nazm as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will be told to the Hafiz, read, charteja, parteja, or charteja, read and climb, and recite like how you are reciting in the world, for your abode will be the last ayah that you recite. However, there is one very important condition in the Hadith Sharif. Whoever recites the Quran must practice on it. Recitation alone is not sufficient. Remember, with the title Hafiz comes great responsibilities. We must be conscious of our dressing, our company, the places we visit. The Hafiz must always be dressed appropriately. Remember that completion of the Hizbul Quran is the first step. My sincere, humble request to all my beloved Hufaz who are completing today is to further your Islamic studies and become ulama. There is no greater, more noble and beloved in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala than the knowledge and understanding of the Quran Kareem. Make mashwara with your asatiza, parents, elders, and take their advice and dua. Since the month of Ramadan is now literally on our doorstep, I wish to share some pertinent advices regarding important aspects of Tarawih. Those who will be leaving the Tarawih Salat should keep the following aspects in mind. Your intention is of utmost importance. Make the intention of fulfilling the command of Allah and perform the Taraweeh Salah solely to earn Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, to earn His reward and to gain His love and proximity. Also always beseech Allah for acceptance of all your good deeds. And after every good deed, as I said, recite, Rabbana taqabbal minna. We should make abundant tawbah daily for shortcomings and transgressions. Remember that there will come a time in your life where you will be asked to become an imam, leading the congregational prayers. Imamat is a great responsibility. If the imam's salat is incorrect, then the entire congregation's salat will be incorrect, and this will become a burden for the imam rather than a benefit. Your conduct in the masjid while leading the salat, as well as outside the masjid, must be exemplary. The imam must be punctual, whether it is for Taraweeh salat or any other congregational salat. It has been observed that many huffaz come to the masjid to perform Taraweeh at the last minute and jump over the shoulders of the musallis to get to the first verse. This act goes against the dignity of an imam and is considered as a very bad habit. The imam should be conscious of time and come to the masjid as early as possible. The imam must be able to recite the Quran correctly with tajweed and should not read it in a haphazard manner. The pace of recital in Taraweeh should be a little faster without compromising the rules of tajweed. Recite clearly, correctly and confidently. It is of utmost importance that you know the basic masail of Tahara, Salat and during the month of Ramadan, important masail pertaining to Taraweeh. It is of importance that all the postures of Salat, Ruku, Sajda, Qada, Jalsa must be performed correctly, taking into consideration the elders in the congregation. It is very important for the Imam to know his congregation. If you recite at least 3 tasbihs at a moderate pace, then it will allow the elders to complete the tasbihs easily. It has been noted, especially in Taraweeh, that one hardly completes reciting the tashahud or durood and the imam terminates his salat. It is of extreme importance for the imam to always consider the ease of the muqtadi, especially the elder. The hafiz, particularly the imam, must stay away from all sins. He must be humble and polite in his manner, and people should be comfortable to approach him and not shy away from him. He must be approachable. You know, like the saying goes, he must be user-friendly. Don't forget to make dua to Allah Ta'ala to assist you in your memorization and to make it easy for you and your colleagues in your Taraweeh. Don't just rely on your capabilities and intelligence. Turn to Allah and beseech His help at all times. When reviving your dua, strive for perfection to the extent that you do not make any errors. However, when you step onto the musalla, then bear in mind that it can happen that even the most excellent hafiz, due to anxiety or fear, that you can make a mistake or even several mistakes which were not made while learning, then don't become disillusioned. This is from Allah. Once you are confident about your revision for Taraweeh, then relax and don't stress. Do not continuously revise your door, even in your mind, especially when you are in the masjid before Taraweeh. That is when doubt is created and you become very, very uneasy. Once you enter the masjid, do not involve yourself in discussion with other huffaz, sitting there and talking this one, there are people behind watching you. Rather, occupy yourself in dua and zikr. It does not behove the huffaz to be sitting in the first step, laughing, talking, as this creates a very, very bad impression. Respect your co-readers, they are only human. It may happen that they correct you whilst you are reading and they are incorrect. Do not be annoyed. Listen attentively, and if you are 100% sure you have read correctly, then continue. dispersed, that mistakes be rectified on the Musalla during Taraweeh and not be left to be rectified later on or the very next day. If perchance any ayat was omitted or any mistake is made, then rectified immediately in the remaining rakat. However, if it was not corrected, then the following day read the corrections and omissions first before commencing with your normal tilawat. Be rest assured that this particular ayat that you repeat will be remembered for the rest of your life. If your co-reader is a new hafiz, then offer to repeat those verses for him. However, if he feels comfortable and he can repeat them, so be it. Allah Ta'ala has blessed every person with his own voice and style of reading. Be natural and original when performing your Taraweeh. Often, when trying to imitate others, your recitation is affected and can cause you to make unnecessary errors. Taraweeh is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and an ideal opportunity given to the Hafiz to perfect his Quran Sharif. Aim very high. Try to maximize the number of rakats you read every year. If the Quran is weak, then start with 4 rakats and 8 on each year. In this way, inshallah, you will reach your goal of 20 rakats. When learning and preparing your door, learn the entire door, not only your portion. However, if your revision is weak, then after completing the entire door, repeat your portion of Taraweeh several times to perfection. During the day, the newly qualified Huffaz must try reading the Taraweeh door standing, as in Salat, instead of sitting. Over the years, we have noticed and experienced that standing and reading when preparing for Taraweeh has proven to be very, very effective. Check your correct your intentions daily in all your actions, especially when you are performing Taraweeh, and beware of armchair critics. Those who criticize, if someone praises your recitation, then express your gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Say Alhamdulillah. Don't attribute it to yourself. I remember somebody said to a youngster, he said, you know, you read well today. He said, wait till tomorrow. Just say, I'm going to read tomorrow. This is still nothing. If someone criticizes your reading by saying you read very softly, you don't know your door, etc., then don't be offended or discouraged. Humble yourself and say, Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, I will try and improve. Even if the criticism is unjustified. However, if they are justified, then make a sincere effort to correct yourself and improve in future. Mubarak to the Darul Uloom, the Huffaz, their parents, Asatiza, and all those who are directly and indirectly instrumental in the Dini Talim of the students. May Allah Ta'ala reward all of you abundantly in this world and in the year after. It is reported in several hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the acceptance of du'as after the completion of every khatam of the Quran is assured. In one hadith it is stated, when a person completes the Quran, the malaika kiss him between his eyes. In another hadith it is reported, whoever completes the Quran during the early hours of the day, the malaika ask Allah to show mercy on such a person for the balance of the day. Likewise, whoever completes it at the commencement of the night, the malaika ask to show mercy on such a person for the balance of the night. It is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites the Quran and makes dua thereafter, then 4,000 malaika will say Ameen to his dua. Remember that the more appreciation and gratitude you express for the bounties conferred upon you by Allah, the more He will increase it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate the priceless treasure which He has blessed us and honored us with. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen and increase our love and attachment with the Quran. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to dedicate every moment to the recitation with sincerity and steadfastness. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to fulfill all the rites of the Quran and forgive us all. May Allah Ta'ala make the Quran a means of our guidance in this world and a means of salvation in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala illuminate our hearts with the recitation of the Quran. Beautify our character through the glory of the Quran. Beautify our actions with the learning of the Quran. Brighten our faces with the blessings of the Quran. Illuminate our bodies with the nur of the Quran. Save us from the fire of Jahannam with the magnanimity of the Quran. And enter us into Jannah with the intercession of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala make the Quran our companion in the world, our close friend in the grave, an intercessor on the day of Qiyamah, a light on the Sirat, a friend in Jannah, and a shield from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala ease us the pangs of death through the glory of the Quran. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakallah for giving me a hearing.